Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm here again with my friend Rob, and we're here to talk about Immaculate, starring Sydney Sweeney, because we are very interested in Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney gets a lot of engagement.
You.
I am very interested. And Rob also likes women, as far as from what I've heard. So he also is, I think he's probably
check your sources.
A fan.
No. I think, you know, I've followed and been amused by the, you know, the kinds of, like, you sort of memed Sydney Sweeney into the discourse. And I read your Substack post, and I don't know. I think there is something. It's definitely, I agree with you generally that, like, her sudden prominence and how the media spotlights her is like a shift in terms of, like, you know, away from the kind of ugly wokeness that we've been seeing. On the other hand, I don't know. I don't think Sydney Sweeney is particularly attractive. I think we're all being sort of psyoped into thinking.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You're one of those guys. Who looks at actresses and says,
I think,
not my, yeah.
You know, I think, like, we're sort of being like, I think they're doing this with Taylor Swift too. Like, they're both, like, you know, pretty normal, conventionally looking skinny white girls.
Yeah.
And somehow, therefore, we're supposed to believe that they're, like, these stunning, beautiful. I mean, like, look, I'm not saying they're ugly. Like, they're pretty, they're fine, whatever. But, like, are they, like specifically Sydney Sweeney?
I don't think you're supposed to think Taylor Swift is that pretty. I don't think that's her reputation, that she's just stunningly gorgeous. It's like, she looks okay.
I don't know. It seems like people say that. But, okay, Sydney Sweeney, she looks like, I don't know, you live in L.A. Like, you probably see better looking girls than her every day. Like, she's not, like, Hollywood actress, like, supermodel gorgeous. She's just, like, pretty for, like, an everyday.
I'll give you the truth on Sydney Sweeney. She has a pearl face. She has a very sort of dumb face.
Yeah, she looks not. Yeah,
yeah.
The other thing. Yeah, go ahead.
And that makes her. That codes her as MAGA. In addition to her family, being a bunch of MAGAs, literal MAGAs.
Yeah.
She has that
sort of, like, fetal alcohol syndrome, like her mom might have had a little too much moonshine. Well, yeah. I think Sydney Sweeney, okay, so again, she's a pretty girl, and I think people mistakenly think she's hotter than she is, partially because of her voice. She has that, like, nasally valley girl lilt, like kind of bored, kind of like, she has, like hot girl voice, basically. Yeah. Like, her voice is, it would lead, like, if you heard her on the phone, it would lead you to think she's hotter than she actually is.
Well, okay, you keep talking about faces, and that's not really that's not her biggest selling point. It's boobs.
Sure.
They're gigantic, natural. From what I hear, they're natural, gigantic boobs for a woman of that size. They're not that caught. You don't see that every day. And I don't know if, like, the naturalness is the appeal, or people, like, understand. But yes, it's the combination of, like, the fetal alcohol syndrome face, the pretty girl voice, and then the big natural boobs. That's a rare combination.
Yeah, she reminds me a little of, like, the semi-attractive, like, stoner girls from high school. Just, like, kind of mentally slow, but also, like, bored, but, like,
she could be a genius. Do we know she's actually dumb?
Like, I don't think, I mean, she's not a good actress. I don't know. She's just, like, you know, kind of, so again, I'm talking in terms of, like, Hollywood standards, in terms of, like, acting ability, attractiveness, and so on. By Hollywood standards, I think she's mid. I don't think she's mid in terms of, like, she's like, for everyday, you know, beauty standards, she's very pretty, very attractive. But again, like, in terms of, like, Hollywood level, I don't know. There's something weird about how we're all suddenly talking about her. Is it the breasts? Maybe. I guess that was the thing. The thing that you posted.
Yeah, wokeness is dead. It wasn't her face. Yeah. I mean, that video was, they were up.
Okay. And they're natural. And maybe that's, okay. That's her selling point. And they did make use of them in this movie, Immaculate. So, but I don't know. I miss, like, having, like, actual attractive women in Hollywood.
You're
I think the last actual
one of those
hot
guys
girl.
Who they are mid. Which
I don't know. I think like the last actual hot girl from Hollywood was, like, maybe I'm thinking, like, Megan Fox, circa 2008, maybe. But, like, after that, it was, what, like, Emma Stone, who's, like, again, a pretty girl, but, like, not a knockout, or Margot Robbie. She's hot, I guess, but, like, I don't know. I just, we're, like, each additional.
Then go back further in time. So Megan Fox is a knockout. How about, Jessica Simpson?
Jessica Simpson, maybe. Yeah, who else before that? I can't think of anyone off the top of my head. But yeah,
Cindy Crawford was the 1990s, was like the typical pretty girl.
Okay, now we're going way back. Now I'm thinking of like who's the woman from?
Well, Cindy Crawford looked a lot more masculine than I expected. Oh, this is her in 2015. Cindy, yeah, see, so you Google her and you just get the recent.
Richard, I just want to put on the record, I don't approve of objectifying women. You know, I'm very against
this. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, my God. So. Young Cindy Crawford. Oh, my God. Yeah, we knew what we were doing back then. Yeah. Yeah.
I think part of this is Jessica Alba, I remember, but again, like, part of this, I think, like, our memory of like who was hot also is like skewed because like in your adolescence, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you're like imprinted with what attractiveness is supposed to look like in a way. So maybe it's possible that like some 13-year-old boy today is looking at Sydney Sweeney and that becomes his sort of model of what attractive looks like. So, you know, I'll admit that there's a little bit of bias.
I watched pro wrestling when I was a kid, Stacey Keibler, and then she became, I think, an actress. Stacey Keibler is very pretty. Do you know her?
Stacey Keibler? No, I don't know her.
She almost married George Clooney. They were going out for a while, but she was
Wait a minute. Kate Upton is like another one, like Sydney Sweeney. Like, her face is not especially impressive, but her selling point is her boobs. And so Sydney Sweeney is basically the new Kate Upton.
You're
such
a complicated man. I mean, all people want is blondes with big boobs, and you're just like, whoa.
That is all people want.
It's a starlet's over history. Yes, they are not very impressive. Yeah.
I don't know. And so,
I hate these debates online. Or like, who's
it's good, though.
I hate the boobs-ass debate, because you know what that is? That is just code for white nationalism, because they want to say, I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs. I am against this cultural imposition that Sir Mix-a-Lot brought to the country. And that's all they're doing. They're just signaling they're racist.
Okay. So if you say you like boobs, you're racist.
You're signaling you're racist. Yes, it's a dog whistle.
Ah, okay. But you like boobs.
I'm misinformation professors. Yeah, the field of misinformation studies has not discovered this yet. But
putting the puzzle pieces together.
Scholars of right-wing extremism.
Interesting.
But anyways. Yeah,
I've never heard that, but okay. I mean, I guess that, you know, if you're against like hip hop and like the introduction of like, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think this movie would have worked if the woman was too hot anyway. Like, I think Sydney Sweeney was like the right, you know.
You have reached the end of the free preview of this recording. Right. To hear the rest of the podcast, please consider becoming a paid subscriber.